Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we bring you a report about a plan in South Africa to bring a new language into classrooms. But first, Cameroon is experimenting with Africa's first mobile system to send a cardiac or heart signal over a wireless network. The system will give much-needed medical assistance to heart patients in rural areas. Cameroonian Arthur Zhang invented the device called the CardioPad. He was just 24 years old when he invented it. The CardioPad is a touchscreen medical tablet that enables heart examinations to be performed. The results of the test are sent wirelessly to specialists in other parts of Cameroon who can interpret them. Simplice Momo is a 55-year-old heart patient in a rural area of Cameroon. He says the CardioPad saves him time and money. He says it is too costly and difficult for him to see a heart specialist in the city.
It's been about a year now. They said I had cardiovascular disease. I've been traveling to the city to take treatment. But since they brought these machines, they just put the machine inside me, so I no longer travel to the city, which it was expensive for me before.
Cameroon has a population of about 22 million people, but the country only has 40 heart surgeons. Most are in the cities of Douala or Yaoundé. Sometimes the heart experts needed can only be found outside the country. Apollonia Budzi is a nurse at St. Elizabeth Cardiac Center. She says the device will permit doctors to send patients' medical information to specialists in Europe.
You know, we don't have a resident surgeon, so we have various teams coming from Italy, from France, Sweden, Germany, and other places. So we are not working on a daily basis. We collect the patients and then program and then call the people up to come and operate.
Arthur Zhang started the CardioPad project 5 years ago. The young computer engineer said he needed more training and $45,000 to develop the device. His family did not have the money. Banks would not give him loans. So he shared his idea on social media. The president of Cameroon, Paul Biya, answered the appeal with money for the project. Mr. Zhang also received free online training from an engineering school in India.
When I decided to design the tablet at the electronic level, I didn't have the knowledge because I am basically a computer science engineer. So I decided to learn myself electronic by online video. So I go on the internet and I discover a free education program provided by the Indian Institute of Technology. This is how I learn electronic online.
The Cameroon scientific community has recognized the CardioPad as extremely effective. The device cost about $4,000. The government of Cameroon has not been able to provide the device to hospitals in need. Most of them lack internet and enough electricity. But the CardioPad testing at the Bafia Hospital is gaining attention and may get the assistance needed. Mr. Zhang says he has had private investors contact him, but he is more interested in investors who share his vision. That vision is not of money, but of better ways to help improve people's lives. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. South Africa has 11 official languages. If you want to say hello, It's Sawubona in Zulu and Hallo in Afrikaans. Now, South Africa's school children may start using Ni Hao to say hello. The country's education minister says the nation is adding Mandarin language teaching in some schools. Bob Doty has more.
Mandarin is the official spoken language of China. That country is a major trading power for South Africa. A recent agreement between the two nations centers on five areas of cooperation. They include development in basic education, school books and lessons, mathematics and science, teacher training, and career education and research. South African officials have not said how much the teaching Mandarin will cost. Troy Martens is an official with South Africa's Ministry of Basic Education. She says the new partnership is extremely valuable.
So it's very exciting, and both countries have indicated that for them education is a high priority, and that's why education is high on the agenda of collaboration between the two countries.
The part of the plan that has gained the most attention is the inclusion of the Mandarin language in schools. A public opinion study last year found that South Africans have mixed feelings about China. The survey showed 46% of South Africans do not like the spread of Chinese ideas and customs in their country. The results also showed that 60% dislike Chinese music, movies, and television. But Ms. Martin said Chinese trade is more important than those feelings. She said it is extremely helpful to learners in South Africa to study Mandarin as well as Chinese culture. And she said not every school will offer Mandarin.
Now, this won't be compulsory, it won't be for every school, and it won't be for every child. But for schools that feel they have the capacity to offer Mandarin as a subject, we think it's a great opportunity for South African learners to be exposed to, you know, this international type of language.
South Africa's population studies do not say how many native Chinese speakers are among its nearly 51 million people. Lisette Noonan heads the 80-year-old Pretoria Chinese School in South Africa's capital. The school serves about 500 students from kindergarten to grade 12. Every student studies Mandarin. Ms. Noonan says the school welcomes the new cooperation between South Africa and China. She said it is in the best interests of children to study Mandarin. She said that is especially true with China becoming what she called a huge economic power in the world. South African schools suffer from the country's history of apartheid. I'm Bob Doty.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.